right, Couch, what's up?
I'm just curious where all this hazing talk.
Well, first of all, news.
Because Alpha Kappa Psi, Arkansas Tech, apparently one of their members went to the hospital last night. The university will not comment on it. So, first of all, we were asking, is that a predominantly black fraternity? And Roger said yes, and agree with that. And then we said, what was hazing? What is hazing today different than what it was, you know, 30 years ago?
I'm sure it was compared to what it was 30 years ago. Well, 30 years ago, we're talking the 70s.
Well, how many things can you do? How many things can you do?
I think, they used to do stupid, harmless stuff. Like how many people can you get in a phone booth?
And or let somebody naked. Or let somebody off naked.
You know, it used to be when I was in school, I hung out with some guys, cow tipping.
Yeah.
They go out at night and the cows were staying asleep.
Cow tipping, frog gigging, all that.
But I think the hazing is to embarrass the pledge by either making them drink, get naked, paddle, whatever.
All three.
Yeah, take pictures and
did you see that? What was it where they threw the brick, they tied it around their sack, and they threw the
old school.
You're my boy, Blue.
Oh, the guy has a heart attack. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was in the Jello whatever wrestling.
Same movie.
Yeah, same movie. Absolutely. Yeah, they did that.
That was the old fraternity. There was a bunch of old guys got together.
Yeah, because the fat guy got pulled down.
Yeah, well, yes. It went through the manhole cover.
Yes.
It went through the manhole cover. And that was based on a true story.
Like you said, it's always the same thing, though, right?
I was asking if it's changed. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's only so many things you can do.
I don't remember back in the 50s and 60s as many people going to the hospital.
You just didn't hear about it.
Well, they didn't do it. They jumped in the car. You know, they got in. They tried to pack as many people in a car.
But was that hazing, or was that just you didn't have anything to do?
It's mostly getting in the Bush movie. They had him naked and had him drinking and, you know, asking him, you know, questions and slapping him and that kind of stuff. And I think that's, you know, obviously there's some physical.
What was the Belushi movie?
Animal House.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that was 60s, based in the 60s, yes. So there was a paddling going on there. Yeah.
They had to take the horse up to the dean's office. That was a good one. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. David, two things. David was probably, and I felt the thigh fraternity. I felt the thigh fraternity. And another thing, on the highways, you know why they can't fix them? We spend $850 billion a year repairing the highways all over the United States, and the inmates lay up there on their butt. If they went back to like that movie Brubaker, put that leather strap on that butt, I guarantee you, they wouldn't want to go back to prison. They used to whip boys here, the boys train us to. They didn't want to go back.
So you'd actually whoop them.
You dang right, or put a big 100-pound ball and chain and get them out there to pick cotton. I used to pick cotton for 25 cents a pound, and it takes a lot of cotton to, you know, fill up a toe sack. But
it does take a lot of cotton. He's got a good point.
Huh?
It is a lot of cotton.
Mm-hmm. Do what now?
That's a lot of cotton.
Fill up a tote sack.
I don't know how much it was a pound, but y'all guys have a good day.
Hey, you too.
You too, Bob.
I don't know if he was talking about hazing or just...
I'm not sure. That train went flying off the tracks.
He always does.
Steve, what's up?
No, I got your answer for your famous 25.
Who?
James, the beer-drinking she-bear.
You got it.
One of the great receivers.
He's my favorite Razorback ever.
I think Felix might have been number 25, too.
He might be right there.
Yeah. I think he might have been.
Is he still 25 at the Dallas?
The guy who made the first famous catch in the big shootout.
No, at Dallas, he's 28.
Okay.
That they said that he was out of bounds. John Reese was number 25, too.
Gotcha.
There have probably been several that, because 25 is a pretty common number, and I bet there's been a couple of running backs who were number 25. But you got it. It is my man, James Shebest, who... the flex bone offense still caught about 50 passes one year.
Yeah, one game. I think he got 12 or 13.
Yeah, I guess that's SMU. Yeah. Hang on a second. RJ will hook you up. You got a band that begins with the letter C.
I would have said Creedence. So I'm wrong on that.
No, you're not wrong. It's just that it's not the – as a matter of fact, I would say amongst these, Creedence would probably be number one.
Now, what are we looking for? What's the question on the C-bands?
We were discussing the Guns N' Roses going in the Hall of Fame last year and Axl Rose not showing up and who was in the Hall of Fame and some of these people we didn't think belonged in the Hall of Fame. And we used as an example of a band that was not in the Hall of Fame that should be is Chicago because they covered three decades of rock and roll, whatever. And so we just thought it's when you run out of sports and you go into your off-season—
right.
We're this is kind of like spring practice for the off.
So we're now the Mount Rushmore of bands that are in that shouldn't be in.
There,
well, we're just looking for bands with the letter C.
There, and I will say there is a C. I'm not going to say whether it's individual or I think I may have a guess on
there's
on
a
your
ton
C.
Of them.
But there's one C that's really becoming my, and we've talked about it. Talked about this in the last couple of weeks. Is really becoming when I look back, I will give you that hint too of a
and,
great C.
As usual. In the C's over here, they'll have Carl Douglas. Well, that should be under the D's.
Right.
Yeah, so it's it could be
somebody should be hazed for that.
They should be hazed. They either that or they should be whooped with a tote sack.
They should be hazed and then not tell us about it.
That's right.
Right.
Tuck would not say a word. He wasn't even in the fraternity. I can't say what they say.
Real quick, though, before we...
I can't say what I would say if I had gone through it.
Before we do the Cougar Baby match game here with Matt Couch, what's going on? The Buzzbecue's coming up. Seems like there's some...
Good job on the golf tournament. The
yeah,
day,
that
buddy.
Turned
good
out
job.
Well.
Yeah, it was awesome. And getting, you know, Victoria did a hell,
sure she
heck
did.
Of a job.
You can say hell of a job on that.
Hell of a if it's one word.
Yeah.
Right? That way it's not not profane in any way.
So you could not use that in match game. Hell of a.
No, and I'm going to tell you what. And RJ, you can chime in on this one if you want. But RJ is going to be out at TMB Auto today, and they're going to give away a $250 gas card.
Oh,
so get by between, I think you're going to draw what, RJ?
3 to 5, we're going to draw at 5 o'clock, yeah.
So yeah, get by now or stop by and see RJ and register to win that.
Yep. It's the home of over 100 white trucks and vans.
And where's that?
Out off TV of I-30 and Bryant.
Bryant, yeah.
Okay. So that's today, and then we're in Searcy tomorrow. Yep. Friday.
Yeah.
You don't have that on the schedule.
Yeah,
no,
there.
We do. On the Gravely tour.
On the Gravely tour.
That's right. We are at Dacus Rental and
Casey.
Yeah,
been up there.
You guys getting rooms up there?
Yeah. Ballantyne said you were not.
No, I don't need to.
Okay, yeah, he's already got the rooms up there for us, so he's got.
This is our fourth year in a row, I think, up there, isn't it?
Yeah,
either third or fourth.
And they've invited us,
golf and dinner.
And but David won't make it for the golf. Obviously, you won't.
I got a doctor's appointment.
And so, Brian, if you're listening, Ballantyne was questioning whether Casey would even want to play golf since we don't have the A team up there.
Well, you're a good golfer.
Yeah.
Well,
the other day it hurt so bad. I'm going to back off for a while. If I can get it toned down.
I don't know how you tone that down.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you just, you know what?
I may be done. I may never play again.
I'm telling you.
I've been hazed.
You're getting the age. You're not there yet. 56 is the age.
Talking about being sore in golf, I swung golf clubs for the first time probably in 4 years.
Oh, yeah, you got to be sore.
Yeah, he got out there in the driving range with the looker that could swing a club. I saw what you were doing.
Ah, okay.
He ain't no dummy. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, guys, man. How about Cream?
Cream has been mentioned.
How about a double C?
What was that?
What now?
What was that
again?
Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker is a good one.
I just got a Carly Simon text,
and it should be under S.
Chubby Checker is not in the Hall of Fame.
He's not.
Nope. That's a little surprising.
That's very surprising. He's Chubby.
Yeah. Yeah, did we have him on here? And said he started everything.
Well, he started it all.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm the guy.
Yeah,
I should get credit for it.
Chubby F and Checker. Rob, what's up?
Hey guys, how y'all this morning?
Doing all right.
All right, C band that you need to at least check out if you've never heard them, Cross Canadian Ragweed.
I can.
I think I've heard the name before.
I've got them.
They're kind of Texas red dirt music. I really like them.
Well, this is them. I've never heard them, so we'll give them a sample here just because it happened to pop up in the C's.
I've also got them.
I don't think that they're going to be in anybody's Hall of Fame, but go ahead.
Well, the song you're playing is Alabama by them. It's a good tune. I was never in a fraternity, but I worked with some guys that were, and their Hell Night, whatever they called it, we worked at a pizza place. And they made the most disgusting pizza that you could ever imagine. I mean, there wasn't anything wrong with it. It was piled with anchovies and covered in mushrooms and mustard.
On purpose?
And they yes.
Huh?
Yeah, they made their pledges each eat a piece of it at the end of their night for their little hazing. But that pizza also had about an inch of crushed red pepper across the top of it.
Yeah, it had a little ouch to it, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I don't know if that's... I mean, that's at least hazing in good fun, but it's not putting anybody.
Well,
in
there's
the
a lot of like scrubbing things with toothbrushes and all that kind of thing. But I mean, I think this stuff's always gone on. It's just not talked about as much.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's talked about at all until somebody gets sent to the hospital.
Well, and then I think, well, you're not supposed, again, if that happens, and you do, you look for that school to enforce
either. I said state police was investigating it, so.
Well, that's Tommy, never good. Tommy, tell me you didn't get hazed to some extent in basic training.
I got hazed.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, do you get hazed?
I know I did.
I think there's a level of hazing anytime you're trying to get into any sort of group.
Sergeant.
Right.
Yeah, but the other guys didn't haze because they were too worried about the drill sergeant. The drill sergeant would pick out two or three shills, and I happened to be a stooge the first day, and they give you all your equipment, like your belt, your boots, your poncho, your helmet, your radio backpack, and he made me run around the building. It was August in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And I had to put on one item at a time and run around, and I'd put another one until I had all my stuff on.
He was putting it on you, bro.
I never smarted off again.
Wasn't there a famous Code Red or something with some hazing?
Can't talk about that.
Yeah, I can't talk about that. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hey, a band or an individual, Jim Croce, old school.
That's a good one.
Good one. That's an excellent one.
That's a good one. We are loaded up with the S's, though. Big time, big time. I mean, the C's. And we got number 25 for the Razorbacks out of the way. We need a number 25 from the world of professional sports, which Roger will have. Bands with the letter C, hazing. And after your first date with Coach John L. Smith, what'd you think? David he's just livid. He's livid.
Take it away, Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
I'm telling you, even if they win at those two schools for a year, that wouldn't be a good sale.
Yeah, those dogs.
What are your hounds, dog? Your dogs do not like that.
My dog's in the living room, so I'm going to have to go.
Well, the dogs, listen to them. The dogs do not like this decision.
Yeah, exactly.
How many dogs you got, Jimmy?
Come on, Jimmy.
How many dogs you got in there?
Well, I've got more dogs than you would care to think about.
Oh, my goodness. How many dogs are there, Jimmy?
Well, I'll call you back sometime.
No, go back. Get closer.
Oh, my God. You don't want to do that.
Get closer.
Oh, my Lord.
Jimmy got some dogs, man.
Wow. It's a pack. It's like a kennel. He's like he had a kennel in there.
I think it was a hazing.
It's a hazing dog.
Like the dogs don't like to bark about it.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Jimmy C. Died in a plane crash. I've got a name. Young age in Louisiana.
Great mustache.
Like oh, yeah. Singing bird in the croaking toe. So I was at Barton one time with about 400 other people. There was nobody there.
I've got a name. Nice little intimate concert.
And I carry it with me. I'm still unsure of this. I'm still unsure of the C list. Are we looking for bands that should be in or are in?
No,
or are we just naming bands?
Favorite C's, and then we'll let you know if it was a Hall of Fame band.
You
got to
go, what's Creed?
Creed's in the Hall of Fame.
This could be a song for you.
And if they're not, they should be.
What about Coldplay?
I don't know. Croce's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
I didn't see it on there. I'll look again.
He probably ought to be. It's just that some of the bands that were listed the other day, like the Beastie Boys, and if they belong in, fine. So does Jim Croce then.
Yeah, I agree. I've got a song.
I mean, you don't mess around with Jim, Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah, two or three monster hits.
Yeah. So we'll continue with that at 433-1037. And
that was Time in the Bottle was his, wasn't it?
I'm stunned, but it's like it was on a national level. They just aren't talking about this new coach. It's like, okay, we got it good, fine, whatever.
Move on. It's just like
the
you
jokester.
Said,
yeah. See what that's all about later. What's up, Becky?
Hey, I've got a famous number 25, or you might be infamous.
Who's that?
Mark McGuire.
Very good.
Ooh.
Very
that's,
good.
Good from the world of pro sports, and that's what we're looking at now. And Roger has the mystery list, so Roger will tell you if you're right or wrong.
That is not the one that I have, but that is, but he is 25. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would have maybe, if not for the steroid deal, gone down as one of the great players in the history
of the
game.
Hall of Fame. Yeah, sure.
You know what? Not for the mystery list, but keep thinking that way, and you might find another 25.
Mm-hmm. Danny. Gary.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, going with your C's, I've got to go 70s and go Cars or Cheap Trick.
You're in the right ballpark, but boy, there's a lot of C's, and I don't know that either of those are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Neither one of them are.
Not even Cheap Trick.
Now, what's cool in the gang, is that C or is that K?
That's K.
But to see some of the acts that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and those two acts, Cars and... who else she say?
Cheap Trick.
What do you have to go into the Hall of Fame? Do you have to be retired?
No. It's 25 years from the from your first, I guess, hit. It hit 25 years.
There's active bands that are still in there.
Yes, that's correct.
It was a good guess, Gary.
Wow.
Well, thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Who is Charlie Christine?
Never heard
exactly.
of
exactly, but no Charlie Cheap Trick.
Christian, you mean?
Okay. I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry.
I still don't know Charlie Christian.
Yeah, I don't either.
Daniel.
And all I got to do is call y'all in the morning. Hey, what about is Clapton? You go with the last name?
Clapton.
I came that close to going with Eric Clapton because he would probably be one of your top three C's.
And Cinderella, and then Ryan Grant for 25.
Ryan Grant. I don't know that. Clapton is in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Is he the running back at Green Bay?
Yeah. He's not that big yet, but maybe. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Yeah, I always. I like Clapton after he was famous, really, when he was famous and young with Cream and all those bands. But when he went out solo and he laid down Sally and bands.
He's in twice then. That's right, because he's in for Cream and Eric Clapton as an individual.
And he's one of the top 10 guitarists of all time. He just played a rock and roll, straight ahead, nothing fancy. Is Eric Clapton one of the top 10 rockers of all time?
He's a legend. I don't know if he's a top 10. He's close.
Got a pretty healthy lift here.
Yeah, and that's why he's in there for both. Yeah.
I don't care if you never come.
I ain't shot the sheriff.
Yeah, he's got a few.
Who did the original on this one?
Lay Down Sally? I think he did. I don't know. That was the Mockingbirds, Mr. Know-It-All.
No, I don't.
Me guessing, and it's not my favorite because it's sad. Tears in Heaven, the song he wrote about his
most recent biggest hit, too, I guess, right?
No, he's had some since then.
Oh, has he?
But not of this magnitude. Right.
Well, he did the album with B.B. King, too.
You know what the song's about, Matt?
I would assume it's Would You Know My Name If, You Know, I Saw You in Heaven.
He had a child, an infant.
Oh, yeah. At the window, the window deal.
17 stories.
Wow. And that's one thing about Eric Clapton is every time you even mention his name, that's one of the things I think of is the tragedy with his with his kid.
Yeah. Of note, After Midnight, I think, is a legendary song. It was good at playing dances, too. Because you could play them in the dances, and the white guys would get up and dance because they could dance to the slow songs. My darling, you look wonderful tonight. And you'd step all over the girl's feet. She'd say, thanks for dancing with me. 433-1037 is our number. You got Buzzbecue news?
We are, we've taken down the entry on the website.
Wow.
It's going to be huge this year. It really is. And, you know, not just BuzzBQ, but then on Friday the 18th, we want to invite everybody to come out for the pre-party. So it's going to be free to get in. We'll have bands playing throughout the night. Just come, you know, come party with us.
Come party with us. It's as simple as that. That's our new slogan.
I mean, that's 103.7 The Buzz. Come party with us. I like it.
She asked me, do I look all right? And I say yes.
I think some couples use this as our song.
Yeah, it's the song. Yeah.
What's up, Savage?
What's going on, guys?
Talk to me.
What about Carpenters, Cast and Crown, and then Reggie Bush. Yeah, I think he was 25, wasn't he?
Yeah, oh, I think you're right. Yes.
And you got to play Circle the Drain, man. You got.
We'll do that Circle the Drain. Oh man, if you're gonna play the bitch, you got to get Circle the Drain. Circle the Drain.
I got a Counting Crows text.
Best reactions. That's got to be one of.
That's a classic call.
I still say she probably had one of the best voices ever in music. There's a lot of their songs in a lot of movies these days.
This takes me back to junior high school and even grade school.
Back when you were on top of the world?
Yeah, Bubba.
Looking down on creation.
Love it.
Such a feeling's coming over me.
Listen to that, Snoop.
There is wonder in
I think Snoop Dogg's singing this at Riverfest.
I hope so.
He's part of a fraternity.
Gotta be. His own.
Sing it if you know it, people.
Won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be.
What'd she die of?
Was this one? She went in the anorexia.
Yeah. Anorexia.
Shut down.
Skinny as a rail. Never have understood that. I think they've kind of cured it, though. I don't hear that much about it anymore.
All right, here we go. Everybody join in.
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Boom! Hammer that, baby!
How about that?
Hammer that one.
Karaoke song right there.
You know what? Listeners are going, golly, that's right. There's not going to be any sports. They're going to start singing again. Oh, no. We got to come up with a sports story.
Why'd they have to hate Roger?
The realist.
Well, hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Well, you know, you got to throw Mark McGuire's steroid brother out there, Barry Bonds.
That is a very good one. That was my
Barry
hit.
Bonds.
They're both 25.
Wow, that's
what about
interesting.
That? And I'll just throw in, I think his papa was as well.
He might have been.
I think it was. But that's not the one I'm looking for. I'll go a little bit further for the next caller.
His papa
Mine
was on steroids
or
number 25?
Player by 25.
Here's a football player. Coach. Was Clemens 25?
Who?
Clemens.
I think he was like 21 or 22.
Let me tell you guys about John Fell Smith for 1 second.
Tell me mine.
All right. The players love him. He throws his coaches on the bus. He won for 6-8 bowl game. And he's an exciting person. Sounds just like Houston Nutt to me.
Well, some people will say if Houston would have just stayed 10 months, he'd be a hero in the state today.
Right, I know. I like Houston. We hazed him.
It was Northwest Arkansas started all that crap.
I liked Houston, you know, as a man, but let's not forget the love affair we all had with Bobby Petrino a month ago.
I'm not a Razorback fan. I think Bobby Petrino is the most overrated coach ever.
To be called a genius and
don't beat good defenses.
Beat Alabama.
No, he beat LSU like once or twice. I'm saying when he get up against top five defenses, his offense don't look that explosive. They have their worst games.
But if he's beaten LSU twice, that's twice in 4 years. I mean, that's half the time he's beaten LSU.
That's correct.
He never beat Alabama, though.
How about that
Alabama.
For math?
Never did. Had right. the chance. Had yeah, game.
Houston beat Alabama a couple times.
Wanted to get Saban.
And people hated Houston there, but his philosophy is the same as Nick Saban and Les Miles. But he had a player.
When we look at Alabama, though, let's look at who did beat them in the last 4 years. I mean, it's not
a long list.
They,
right.
Hold on, time out. Alabama went 8-3 or 8-4 like 2 or 3 years ago, and Arkansas lost to them.
Yep.
Realist, you said you're not a Razorback fan. What are you? Who are you a fan of?
USC.
Wow, where'd that come from? Mitch Mustang?
Reggie Bush and them beating the dog out of us 2 years in a row?
2 years
no,
in a row.
No, it was way before Reggie Bush.
What was, what was the combined
score? Where'd
that
come from?
Oh, my gosh.
Pick who you
125
a fan
to nothing. Right?
It was terrible.
What was that, man?
Yeah. I said, where did it come from? You get the everybody, you smart yourself. How are you a USC fan? Well, how y'all Dallas Cowboys fans and St. Louis Cardinals fans?
Because we're border states, and that's America. It's America.
So what?
I'm so baby.
America. I get to pick who I want to be.
Well, we saw way too much of that number 25 on Reggie Bush, didn't we?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Perhaps he's out of line.
That's what he said,
hey,
too. He said,
hey, real.
What's up?
I got a C for written all over him.
Can you smell that?
Can you smell smell the stink on that brick house?
They are not Hall of Fame either. I don't get that.
The Commodores aren't
I
either?
I figured they'd be in there. Yeah.
God, what a rip. Yeah. Must be a bunch of pencil neck geeks voting on this thing. I don't know.
Check out Alpha Kappa Hall of Fame. See if they're in that.
433-1037. We could play a C song out of every break and not even cover half of them. There are that many. And if it gets bad enough in the 9 o'clock hour and we don't get some I hate John L. Williams calls, or I love him, or he reminds me of my uncle. He reminds me of somebody's uncle. Kind of reminds me of Jim Boeheim. And we don't get guesses on Roger's number.
Paul Chimura has, he's killing two birds with one stone. He says, tell Tommy the famous number 25 and a C is Tony Caligliera, huh?
Destination for sales, service, and parts. Geared Up is located on I-30 just south of the county line exit. Can't miss it. Have a